Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. If you're new here, here's a bit more about your hosts. My brother and I have built a community of over 10 million followers, worked with more than 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing companies. We've had the privilege to partner with Y Combinator, Mindvalley, True Classic, and more. I'm your host, Streaker Kara, and you're listening to Content Market Fit. Welcome to today's episode. If you run an app, then this episode is for you. You know that user engagement is everything. And in a world where attention spans are just getting lower and lower, keeping your users engaged is both an art and a science. So today, I'm going to be diving into three key strategies in order to double your app's engagement in 2025. So let's get started. All right, number one is personalization. Now, when I say personalization, I'm not just speaking about it as a buzzword. It's actually what's needed in the market today. We've worked with so many apps and we've seen that many of them just seem like copycats. And if you want to really stand out in the market, then you need to make an app that's actually very custom tailored and brings an experience that feels tailor-made for the user. So you can do this by various forms. Number one, push notifications. These are great. You can just send push notifications triggered by specific user actions, which work really well. Another idea is personalized in-app recommendations, or maybe even customizing your app interface based on your user's preferences. The more custom you can make your app, especially when the user opens it, the better it's going to be. So imagine if your app is like a personal assistant for the user, and they know exactly what the user needs and when they need it. This is going to make sure that the user sticks on the app as long as possible. So a great example of this is Spotify. They use a lot of AI-driven algorithms to actually make playlists that reflect each person's unique music taste. And as a result, users feel a stronger connection to Spotify because it actually understands them. So think about that when you create your own app or when you're marketing your app. How can you apply this to your own app? So whether it's through a recommendation engine or just segmenting users based on behavior, for example. Personalization can be great here because it just works really well and makes people feel like the app is for them. All right, number two is community building. So today, everyone wants connection. Everyone wants a community. They want to feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves. And if you create an app that actually fosters a sense of community, then your users are going to keep coming back for more and more. So some features that I've seen in apps that we've helped are in-app forums, user-generated content sharing, or even just direct messaging. So these are some features that create a space for users to connect, especially with users who have similar interests. So let's take a look at an example. There's this fitness app called Strava. Strava lets users follow each other, share workouts, and give kudos to each other for achievements. And this actually makes working out feel less like a solo activity, which, you know, a lot of people don't like, and more like a group of effort. So basically, you're coming back for the community. It works really well. You feel like you're really motivated, and working out just feels really, really great. So even if your app doesn't lend itself directly to social features, try to think about ways in which your users can actually interact around your product and make it seem like a community. An immediate idea for you guys might be sharing achievements, posting reviews, or maybe a feature for asking questions. The more you can build a community, the better you're going to increase your retention and the relationship users have with your app. And finally, strategy number three, which is gamification. So if you can add game-like elements to your app, this can be a total game changer. And yes, that was a pun intended. So gamification means incorporating elements like points, levels, badges, whatever. So you can have like leaderboards, rewards, where users feel like it's like an actual game. And you don't have to be building a game. I mean, this applies to any app out there. The more you can gamify it, the more fun it will actually seem to the user, no matter how boring of an industry, and I say that with quotes, that you guys are in. So it gives users a reason to actually come back. And this just has like such great benefits because people just love rewards and progress. So if we take a look at another fitness app like MyFitnessPal or maybe like Duolingo, the language learning app, both of who are crushing it right now, especially Duolingo on TikTok, they've done such a great job with just trying to see how they can gamify everything. So users earn points, they move up levels, they get streaks. There's just so many different things that you can do within these apps that just turns everything into a game. And it's not just turning it into a game. It's actually adding this layer of motivation and achievement, which will help people retain, which improves LTV overall. So to wrap things up, guys, here are three strategies if you're building an app that will be really, really helpful for doubling your app's engagement. Number one is personalization. Number two is community building. And finally, number three is gamification. So if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It would mean the world for me and Sai, and we'll see you in the next episode.